This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It is a mild winter, right? A really mild winter. We still get the cold, dark mornings. Those are quite wintry, but they really aren't that cold. I mean, 30s and 40s, hello, where are the 20s? And when the sun finally crests the Chiricahua Mountains, the temperature shoots way up into the 60s and 70s very quickly. Oh, it's a dry winter. A sprinkle here, a sprinkle there, but no puddles. I say to my partner, lover, significant other, Ms. Mosquito, I'm not even going to check that rain gauge. And then, of course, I do. And then I forget to write down 0.01. And then later in the week, I say, was that 0.01 or 0.02 last Thursday? Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you, speaking of rain, is that when we leave our home in the grassland and we drive up into the nearby foothills, into that evergreen woodland that we so love, the oaks, the pines, the junipers, well, and it's so dense and going up those rolling slopes, it looks like fall in the Catskills because the junipers, the many junipers in that mix, are turning brown, they're turning yellow. It's not fall in the Catskills. It's the color of drought in the woodlands. We'll listen back to the mild winter report at our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote. It has been so mild that we still have potted zinnias and marigolds and globe amaranth blooming. You know those wonderful plants you seed up in the summer and you have a pot full of these zany, colorful flowers. But hello, it's winter. Okay, but it gets better. On these mild winter days, butterflies are abundant, and there's a plethora of small butterflies fluttering, winging about, and they visit these potted flowering plants, the zinnias, the marigolds, and the globe amaranth, and they grab some nectar and continue fluttering low around our place. And you may be wondering, what are those small butterflies, Petey? I know. I know, so when they land for a drink, I say, give me some of that nectar, Petey, I checked them out, and here's what I've got, and I bet you have them too. I got the dainty sulfur. It is so cute. It is dainty. It's in the family of whites and sulfurs. It is the smallest sulfur. It is dainty. Its front wing is greenish-grayish with an orange spot, splash. I didn't open its wings when it landed, but it has dainty wings. And listen, there was still a smaller butterfly winging about and landing on those blooms. Smaller than a dainty, you may ask. Yes, I'm talking tiny, the western pygmy blue, the smallest butterfly in North America. Brownish, maybe that's orangish. Orangish wings, if they open them, and they do open them, I can see the bluish base of those brownish or orangish wings. Wow. Chasing these butterflies around blooming plants and the depth of winter. Oh, my goodness. And one of the flowers that those tiny butterflies are visiting is the globe amaranth, Gomphrena. That species is globosa. It's an exotic. But there are three native species of Gomphrena in the borderlands. That's for another time. But until then, I'll be praying for rain, and I'll be chasing butterflies on these mild winter days in the borderlands. Oh, yeah, these borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.